The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute.
Hello there. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. Thanks for checking in with us today, and I appreciate the ongoing opportunity to speak to you guys. Today, I'd like to draw our attention to something about the life of King David. King David's life story in the scriptures is a real beautiful demonstration of God's ability to overcome both opposition and human folly. We talked recently about opposition, and we can see a clear and world-class example of opposition when it comes to Saul's resistance of David. Saul, obviously the sitting king, perceived something about David that was a real threat to him, inspired jealousy, and therefore David was on the run for his life through this resistance. It's a big example. We also see, if we look closely, that the very resistance and opposition that David got from Saul prepared him to manage his responsibilities when he would actually come into his kingdom. Couldn't stop him, but could prepare him. And in this way, we see that God turns all things together for our good. Also, one of the most prominent things of David's life was his own folly, his failures. In our humanity, I think this is an encouragement to us, not to demonstrate folly, but that when we do demonstrate our humanity on hopefully not a larger scale as he did, we'll be in a position to repent and ask for God's grace. And in this, we can be assured that God's grace and ability will overcome that which opposes us as we're following him, and even our own folly, as we are very likely to demonstrate. I want to encourage you to take a close look at David's life. Not just read through the scripture, read through the passages, you know, oh, well, I know David. Look closely, ponder, go verse by verse, and try to understand the humanity and the beautiful tapestry of grace that is woven into this life that makes it such a quality example to us of God's beauty. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Minute. I'm Scott McClellan. If you'd like to contact me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media outlets at FX Missions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute. If you have a leadership question, send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com. That's feedback@engagingmissions.com.